A lot of you have been reaching out and saying, Ari, when is the big counter protest against what's happening at the University of Washington? Look what happened with Charlie Kirk the other night, how all these Antifa foot soldiers came out. Look at all the activists that came on campus. When are we going to do something? Well, my friends, it's actually a Christian pastor who has stepped up and said, enough is enough. Let's do something about it. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Pastor Russell Johnson from the Pursuit Church. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ari.
Such a pleasure. So why don't you tell us about this event you have going on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday on Mother's Day at 4:30 p.m., we are hosting a United for Israel march that will begin at Red Square on the University of Washington campus. We're rallying Christians and Jews to stand together against this type of vitriolic, anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas foolishness that is unfortunately taking root not just at campuses around the nation, but at the college campus in our own backyard. And so we're going to try to rally about 1,000 people and send an opposite message to the city of Seattle and the media outlets that there are still common sense people left who will stand in support of Israel and the Jewish people.
What's your drink of choice, Pastor?
Well, normally it's a Red Bull on a Sunday, and so I'll be having some of those.
Well, I was going to say, after this, I'm buying you one, because I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, it just warms my heart to hear you say something like that. Actually, we had a lot of veterans in our audience. They were asking if they should come and if they could bring American flags. I said, yes, come. Everybody should come. Everybody should do this. Pastor, we're not looking for a fight. I just think our very presence is going to trigger the lunatics, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, and somebody just sent me a graphic of Antifa has now posted about our rally, and they're encouraging their people to come out and fight. And we've communicated to the police that our goal is not to fight. We're not violent. That's not who we are. However, enough is enough. And the idea that, you know, these pro-Hamas encampments are being tolerated by university staff and the university president and that they're allowed to have this type of chaos and foolishness. And, of course, Jewish students being unsafe on campus Tuesday night. Conservatives got beat up on campus. I mean, it's just absolutely unconscionable. And, of course, you and I know that if there were any other group that was being targeted except for Jews and or conservatives, that this would not be even acceptable for a hot minute. This would have been done and over. But because it's popular in our part of the world, unfortunately, to be vocally anti-Semitic, they just allow this type of thing to continue. And I have both a theological and a political conviction that we ought to stand against this and let the city and the nation hear our voice, that we support Israel. We did before. We do now. We will in the future. And especially in light of the vicious and unprecedented terrorist attacks on October 7th, this is the right time for people of good conscience who are both Christian, Jewish, and of any other stripe to stand in defense of Israel and the Jewish right to self-exist. You know, we're not asking for a lot. We're simply supporting the idea that Jewish students and Jewish families in our community should not walk around feeling threatened by the very fact of their religion or ethnicity. And I just feel like it's time to take a stand. You know, we have a campus that's two blocks away from the UW. It's on Frat Row. And I feel like maybe, just maybe, God allowed us to have that location to be a beachhead, to be a light set on a hill, and to help lend our voice to these great cultural moments that I think it matters. It matters what we do here. It matters what we say here. And I'm not going to go down as a coward. I'm going to give my voice in support and in defense of Israel and the Jewish people.
Pastor, have you ever considered a career in radio? Because I could use some fill-in hosts from time to time.
Man, big fan of everything that you all are doing on 570. And, man, just happy to have your help and your support.
I got to say, it's making me very emotional right now. I mean, Mike's sitting in the next room. He can see I'm getting a little emotional about this, and I'll tell you why. The history between Christians and Jews has not always been pleasant. But nowadays, right, this overwhelming support that's coming from Christians, towards the Jewish people being thankful for the support, the friendship, the help from Christians. It shows that peace is attainable. This is something that can happen. It's something that warms my heart. I was at the last event you guys did, which was a couple months back, right after October 7th, when you guys had the march out to the church with the Stand With Us organization out on Front Row. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. I was upset I got caught in traffic and I was late because it was such a beautiful thing to see. I wanted to be there longer. So why are you so passionate about defending Israel? I mean, I'm looking at this right here. I'm looking at the flyer you sent me of these Antifa Knicks, what they wrote. And by the way, these guys got to get a new graphic designer. It's the same stuff. Oh, he's a Zionist. Oh, he's a fascist. They're the ones who are not letting Jews walk around campus. Oh, they added a new one. Mike, your favorite word here. Grifter. They're calling him a grifter now, like they call us grifters. Same kind of thing. Pastor, you get all this hate from these lunatics. Why do you do this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. You mentioned it. You know, there hasn't always been a great history between Christians and Jews. And for me, I want to change that narrative. I mean, I really operate with a conviction that those who bless Israel, the Lord will bless, that the Jewish people still today represent God's chosen people. And you know, what's funny, you know, they call me a Zionist. I'm happy with that title. I am pro-Israel. I'm pro-God. And I want our Jewish brothers and sisters in Seattle to know that there is a Christian pastor who stands with them, who prays with them, and who is willing to fight on behalf of them. And, you know, I know that maybe it's an unpopular day to do a protest on Mother's Day, but here's what I think about, Ari. I think about all of the mothers in Israel who are not having a happy Mother's Day because their kids are still held hostage, because their boys are gone on the front line fighting Hamas. And I want to stand with them. I want to stand in support of them. And I want what we do in Seattle to echo throughout the Middle East, that even in America, where the mainstream media dominates and progressive liberal voices, and it might feel like, man, is there anybody who still stands with us? Yes, there is. There are people who unapologetically will stand with them, continue to pray for them, continue to support them, but not just with words, not just with statements, not just with graphics, but with action. And we're going to go to the streets, and we're going to let our voice be heard, as is our right, but also, I believe, as is my Christian moral duty. And I want to be a friend in this time of need. And you know, Scripture says friends are born for adversity. And I think true friends are revealed in crucial moments like this.
Pastor Russell Johnson from the Pursuit Church, I'm proud to be marching with you on Sunday. I'll be there as well. It's at 4:30 at the University of Washington. We're going to be marching and we're going to say enough of this nonsense is enough. Watch. Now the university is going to label us the problem. Just watch. Even though we're a bunch of Christians and Jews waving American and Israeli flags. But I'm looking forward to it. Pastor, I'm definitely buying you a drink after this. You cool for that?
Appreciate you, friend. I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. Fantastic. That's Pastor Russell Johnson. God bless you, my friend. God bless what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us today.